Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. We are officially online right now, streaming live. I am your host, Zarina Hamid, and this radio show episode is being brought to you and sponsored by Alani Media Group, LLC. So it's been a while since we've done a show. We really wanted to know kind of the direction that we wanted to go into with this particular show. So I think we definitely found our niche. So welcome back. This is going to be officially season two of Maybe It's Just Me. And we have several other great episodes, so feel free to check those out. But at the moment, what I'm going to talk about, but before I talk about what our episode is about today, I definitely want to bring up, you know, make sure that you like us on Facebook at Real Rants Radio. You know, after this, I always ask people, I like for this to be a conversation, even though I'm the only one talking. I like for this to be a conversation between us, especially with the topics that we're addressing. So welcome. But again, that is Facebook at Real Rants Radio. So make sure you go check us out. Please leave comments, send messages, whatever you need to keep the conversation going. If you want any follow-up or want to have any follow-up conversations or feedback, that is definitely the place to do it. So today is a great topic, and I'm going to tell you why it's very personal for me. I usually don't do topics that are extremely personal for me, but it became the funny thing about it is it became personal recently. So we planned this topic, I want to say 3 weeks ago. We decided that this was going to be the season opener. Opening topic of Maybe It's Just Me. And so we've been preparing for it for a little while now. What makes it so funny and so interesting is that in the last week before going live on this show right now, before airing, I had two very personal encounters with the subject and the topic today. So not to go into too much detail, what I wanted to say is that those personal topics has made this a very, very passionate subject of mine out of nowhere. It wasn't that it wasn't passionate before, but it's definitely more passionate now. So the first is that let me explain what we're talking about today. So we're talking about you're growing. So you're in this place where you're doing everything on your end where you're trying to grow personally, you're trying to grow professionally, you're trying to grow emotionally, and you're taking all of those on at the same time. And so the realizations of all three of those core areas kind of, they all come to you at one time. So you're seeing how you want to grow in your professional world. You're trying to understand how you want to grow in your personal world. And then on top of that, you're trying to emotionally prepare yourself for all of it. And so that's a big deal. And I think we underestimate it because, you know, we all have mistakes from our past. We all have things that we've done that we're not proud of. But we're truly on the you're truly in a place, especially with the new year. By the way, Happy New Year, everyone. But you're in a place in the new year where you're saying to yourself, okay, this is going to be my year. This is going to be the year where I not only keep moving forward, but at the same time, I'm also going to deal with the issues of the past in preparation for my moving forward and coming into power. If you believe in God, you know, that God has shown you a purpose and you're ready to push through it. So at that time, it's already overwhelming for you, right? in your space, in your personal space, in your private space. If you have a husband or a significant other or a boyfriend in their space, because whatever you're going through to change and grow, they're going to be a part of. So you're already going through that process. And the biggest realization of that process, in my personal opinion, is when you realize, oh my God, I have people who are my family and my closest friends, my relatives, all of that, who I'm realizing that through my discourse and my confusion and my growth process have only been toxic for me. And so that's another thing that you have to put onto yourself. In addition to trying to grow, trying to sit well and beautiful in your cocoon to become a butterfly, now you have to add the actions and behaviors of other people and how that influences your mindset and your feelings and how you validate yourself. And you're probably not even paying attention to it. See, when we start talking about self-growth and self-development, we're not really paying attention to other people's influence on our self-growth and self-development. So it's not even something you think of until you start the process, and then you look around and you go, whoa, how did this person stay in my life for so long? Why did I make excuses for this person? You know, because they were my family or because we were related or we grew up together. And there, on top of all this growth you're trying to do, then you have to start making the hard decisions of, one, why have I been doing this to myself? As Einstein beautifully put it, that the definition of insanity is repeating the same behaviors over and over, expecting different results. And that is exactly what you do when you make excuses or you ignore, you become blind to the people in your life who no longer serve you. They may have never served you. You just weren't paying attention. And so that's where we are, you know, in this whole spiritual growth and mindset you're going through. You now have to take on those additional things. So I'll just stop speaking in metaphors and random conversations. So I have a family member. And again, I rarely discuss my personal life. And I have two other podcasts. Alani Media Group sponsors two other podcasts. And I usually try to keep it pretty basic and pretty broad. But I believe that the timing of these issues or these situations is perfect. And I believe it's not coincidental. So I have a family member who I was raised with. I grew up with this person, like a sister, if I'm being very honest, very, very close our whole lives, even as we got older, as we went into adulthood, so on and so on. I thought I knew this person better than anyone else in our family, better than I knew than she knew herself. And then out of nowhere, it's been going on for a little while now, but out of nowhere in the last week or two, what she has put on the table and the devastation that she has caused myself, my family, my immediate family, my overall family, my nuclear family, is one that I never saw coming. And as it's been going on now for roughly a year, I was defending her. I was saying, you know, it's no way, because in my head, there's no way in the world that this person who I've known more than anybody, someone who I, you know, have known since birth, well, not birth, because she's younger than me, but only by 10 months, no way in the world is this person this deceitful, this vindictive, this manipulative. And so I refused to believe it for almost a year, over a year, actually, if I'm being correct. And then I had to finally come to that realization last week when things kind of came to a head and there were legalities and lawyers had to get involved. I'll keep all the intimate details to myself. But that really made me see a whole other side of, wow, this person was always toxic. And all I've ever done is make excuses for them. And in my making excuses for them, did I contribute to the behavior? Now, you don't want to go too far into it because people are responsible for their own actions. They are responsible for their own actions, and I'm learning that more and more every day. No matter what I do on my end, they choose how they want to respond, react, and behave. And that has nothing to do with me. So I'm not blaming myself for not catching it. But having to let go of that relationship of someone who grew up like your sister is a very devastating moment. And I know that I'm not alone. And not only grew up, we didn't not only grew up as sisters, but we are actually family. not friends, family. So I have now have to pay attention to all the people I ignored while they were trying to tell me, while they were trying to explain their hardships with this person, that I wouldn't believe them. So that's the first example. The second example is I've had a friend for a very long time, over 20 years, and there were so many clear signs that she was toxic. We stopped talking several times in the last, I would say, roughly 4 or 5 years, where I knew I was done. You know, she's miserable in her own life, and therefore she feels the need to make everyone else miserable, or not even, sorry, I'm gonna make sure I'm very clear with this. Not make everyone else miserable. No. She doesn't do that. What she does is she smiles and pretends that she's supporting you when she's secretly looking for your downfall because she's unhappy with who she is and where she is in life. So you're thinking, you know, you're exposing your secrets, your private, your intimate moments, all of that, thinking you're talking to a friend of over 20 years, when in reality, you're talking to someone who's gathering information. You're talking to someone who's listening but judging you. You're talking to someone who, you know, secretly tries to find things on you to discredit you as a person. As you grow, you're moving past the ills of the and the mistakes you made in the past. You're moving past it. You're moving forward. And they want to, and anytime she decides that she wants to be emotionally ill, she not only takes it on herself, she takes it out on the other people. And that is, and it's been a constant. And I've had other friends who warned me about it. Every other friend of ours that we knew when we met has disconnected from her completely. Where she pretends she's happy for you. She pretends she's supporting you no matter what you do. She's your friend and she's there. And that is under the surface. It's judgment. It's sneakiness, it's underhandness, and I finally got that full exposure and that full picture this past weekend. And there's no way that she comes back into my life at this point. However, it still does the same thing to you as you're trying to grow and prosper and do better. It still does the same to you. Like, what was I blind? How was I looking around and two of the closest people in my life were the most toxic people in my life? The realization, forget them. If I'm being honest, I haven't given her a second thought since this weekend. And the other person, my family member, not thinking about her either. They all have their own journeys and hopefully, you know, they find themselves, they don't find themselves, they deal with their mental health, they don't deal with their mental health. That's their journey. My journey is my journey. However, that plays a part in your journey, in your self-discovery, in your self-growth. Are you too forgiving? Are you easily manipulated? Do you trust too much? See, these are the things that you start questioning about. It's not about that. Forget them. You know, like I said, I haven't thought about either one of them. But you process it for yourself and put and make sure that you're acknowledging what happened because you're trying to be better. You're trying to grow. You're trying to heal. And that's what you have to pay attention to. And it is sometimes is more difficult than anyone who will ever understand who doesn't understand, who is not going through it. But at the same time, I think all of us have gone through it. And that's why we originally chose this as a topic. I think all of us have felt this and understood it and lived it. So I say all of that to say, how do we change it? Do we just get sad about it, which I refuse to do, but or do we just go through a great processing of it and realize how it can be an intricate part of who we become, who, you know, how we focus on our mission in life and our purpose? That's what's most important. How do we stick to what we're supposed to be doing and no longer let them be noise, regardless if it's family or it's friends of multiple years and all of that? How do we take those lessons and apply them to the point where we don't let it it's not that it's not going to happen again. We're all human and things happen. But we don't let those particular people where we had the evidence. We've had the evidence all along of who they were. But we made exceptions because of our loyalty or our bloodline or whatever the case may be, whatever your own personal story would be. But we've made the excuses for them. We may at some points felt sorry for them. Like that friend, everyone else left you. No one else wanted to deal with you. You feel sorry for them, but then you have to start thinking, there's a reason that that happened. There's a reason all the people that left you still talk to me or still, and I have great relationships with them. There's a reason all these things have happened. And, you know, I'll openly say for myself, I forgive way too easily and I always have. And it's always been kind of, I don't want to say it's a downfall. I don't want to say it's a stigma. It's not. It's just I have always understood the human condition and I've always understood people and that all of us make mistakes. All of us do things that we're not proud of. All of us lash out and say things in anger. We all do it. So I think I've always been so forgiving because I understand that as human beings, we're just not perfect. We're not always going to get it right. But at one point is it that I want to be forgiving or I'm over forgiving to the point where I've blinded myself to who you really are. And I've let you be a plague in my life. When all I've ever tried to do is inspire and encourage you, all you've ever done is secretly gone around and tried to dig up dirt on me, coerce with other people about me, do all kinds of things because you can't handle who I am so much so. And you can't handle who I am not because of who I am, because of who you are, where you are in life. What you've done. But I think all of us have that in us. But at what point, the point where it goes over the top, where it's you're actually smiling in my face, but you're secretly waiting for my demise. You are looking for something to attack me with. You are looking for something to hurt me with. That's toxic. And I wanted to identify that in this episode. That's what's toxic. We all have flaws. We all make mistakes. That's normal. That's being a human being. However, when those people who have made mistakes keep coming around apologizing over and over every time it happens, for me with this particular person, it happened 4 times in the last 4 years. And I kept saying, well, I know who she is. I know this about it. So I've actually been keeping her at arm's length for a very long time as a result. But I let her back in my life because it's like, well, I know her downfalls. I know her insecurity and her issues. At what point, though, do you keep letting them back in because they're human? Because at that point, they may be human, but they're also toxic. They're toxic to anything you try to do that's bigger than them, that's smarter than them, that's stronger than them. With this particular family member, she thinks because she went off and did something well that she is better than everyone else, when in reality, she comes from a family where everyone's gone off and done something very well. Majority of us. I mean, let me not say everyone, but majority of us. But that's her badge of honor is, oh, I did this. And thinks that she could be superior to a default, to a point where it's caused extreme havoc in my family. And so that's, I'm saying this to say we have to start drawing the line between forgiveness and recognition of toxin and toxic and what they'll do further down the road as you continue to grow. You know, it's always one of my favorite, my grandmother used to always say this, where she was, you know, it's kind of a play off the mount, you know, don't make a mountain into a molehill, but it's actually a complete opposite, which is weird, but that's the first thing that came to my head. But she would always say, you know, those gaps that you're not paying attention to, because they're small, you're small, but as you continue to get bigger, those gaps and those holes are going to get bigger. And I share that with you because it's like you're not paying attention now because you may be one level, you know, higher or whatever the case may be, whatever your situation is in your own personal life. But as you start growing and getting bigger and someone else is not, those little holes of insecurity, those little holes of envy, those little holes of jealousy become gaps. They become sinkholes. As they watch you take control of your life and you start offering them, and the sad part is you could be offering them, and this is what I realized, you could be offering them all the support you want. But people will receive the way they want to receive. And that is what's so funny about it. It doesn't matter what kind of friend you are to them. It doesn't matter what kind of family member you are to them. When you start truly focusing on yourself, on your family, on your career, on your emotions, on your personal development, and they're not, or they're struggling with it, we want to talk about the human condition. That's natural for envy to show up, jealousy, sneakiness, trying to tear you down because they can't do what you do and probably never will be able to. So I want to hear from you guys. I wanted to give my personal recollection, but again, I want to hear from you guys. What are your thoughts on this? What has your experience been in this situation? I wanted to do this episode to just focus on how we have to identify the difference between I'm forgiving or I understand that everyone's human to the point where, no, what I'm actually doing is I'm blinding myself from something that could potentially ruin me if I'm not careful. We've heard so many people, so many celebrities, all kinds of people say, you know, I never thought it'd be this person. I thought this had been my best friend since, you know, fourth grade, and I thought they'd always be riding with me and supporting me and blah, 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 blah. And that's the person that brought them down. You want to know why? Because in fourth grade, y'all were both in fourth grade. You went off and did something else and that they couldn't accomplish. So at what point between fourth grade and that moment should you have looked around and stopped making excuses? Stop blinding yourself to the truth. One of my latest favorite series on Netflix was True Story with Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes played his brother. And I don't want to ruin it for anyone who hasn't seen it, but definitely see it. Check it out. It's an awesome series. I think it's like 6 or 7 episodes. It's phenomenal. However, you know, you have this, without giving it away, you have Kevin Hart's character, who is actually the real Kevin Hart in real life. Not the story's not real, but it's him playing a comedian, a successful comedian from Philadelphia. He's, you know, rose into this high fame. He's doing great. Meanwhile, he has a brother who, you know, has been in jail. He gets in trouble with the law. He gets in trouble with bad guys, all this other stuff. And everyone around him, even his agent, is like, you gotta, you know, disconnect from him because of this. And he keeps making excuses all the way to the very end of the series because, no, that's his brother. And he just needs this. He just needs that. He just needs a little more money maybe. He just needs a little more inspiration. Again, I don't want to give any of it away, so I'm just going to leave it there. But it's a perfect example. If you have never seen it, please go to Netflix and watch True Story with Kevin Hart. It's the perfect example of what happens when we let so much of our love and forgiveness for someone become toxic to us. So I'll end it there. I wanted to talk to all of you again. If you have any insights on this, we're going to do some follow-up on this subject. This is not the first time we're going to bring up this topic. But if you have any insights, any personal experiences, any feedback, any questions on this episode, again, go to @RealRantsRadio on Facebook. You can also leave messages here. But we want to hear from you. Let's start the conversation, because I think a lot of us struggle with exactly what I'm discussing right now. I think a lot of us struggle with, where's the line? How do we establish the line? How do we see past our love and our care? And I've always wanted to save people. That's another flaw of mine. But how do we get over those hurdles to be able to truly see clearly enough to know when something is toxic and when a person is toxic. And then after we see it, how do we move forward? How do we actually initiate the depletion of them in your life? So I want to hear from you guys. Again, you can comment, you know, directly to the radio site, and you can also reach us at Real Rants Radio. Okay, so until next time, and we have a great show lined up for you next time. I'm not going to spoil it, but we're going to have a special guest come on. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a good season, a consistent season. So I love to hear from you guys, but until then, stay loved, stay valued, stay peaceful, but stay open. Pay attention. All right? Maybe it's just me. Let me know. Bye.